PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Ha, when is it considered just too much practice?
They say practice makes perfect, but if you're running yourself into the ground with practice, then you're not going to be perfect.
How many of you love that your kids play sports and are a part of something, but you think the practice schedule is just completely ridiculous because you feel like your weeknights, I don't know, maybe even weekends, are shot because of the practice schedule? We have Brooke on the line who's not happy with her son's coach, and she says she is sick and tired of her 9-year-old son's coach scheduling practices 4 days a week, including practice on Saturday nights, where her son may not get home until maybe after 9 p.m. Hi, good morning, Brooke.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to share something and get your thoughts. I'm just a really frustrated mom right now.
I know you are. We read the message. We saw it. And you know what? I think it's really relatable to a lot of people. I've heard my friends complain that they have to bring their kids to practices at 7 p.m. on a Saturday, which really, your schedule's shot after that. But go ahead. Get right into it.
All right. So I've really had it because I know a few parents who understand what's going on and not being able to have a life, really, because my 9-year-old son plays soccer. And it's a team in Rochester. It's 9 and under boys. Mm-hmm. And we think that our coach, you know, missed his shot to play soccer at a big level. His son is on our
so
team. And he treats him like
so
he's
shady.
Messy.
Oh, yeah. His son, yeah.
He thinks he's messy. He thinks he's the second coming, and his kid sucks.
Let me ask you
messy.
Though. Brooke, Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, though, Brooke, who gets the most playing time on the team?
Oh, who do you think?
Yeah.
That's his kid. Don't want to say his name. But
Harris. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that happens, and you sort of have to just, you know, suck it up and ignore it. Can't make that accusation. He's going to deny it. But he just thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread.
Right.
And listen, the stakes aren't that high. It's soccer for kids 9 and under. So he schedules these practices Monday, Wednesday, every other Friday, Saturday nights at 7 p.m. So parents don't get to go out to dinner. We don't get to get a babysitter. We don't get to do, you know, anything in life because this thing ends at 9:30 and then you're so exhausted you have to go to bed and the kids go to bed.
Has any of the parents come together and had this conversation collectively with the coach?
Well, you know, there's a few of us who kind of know each other. We live in the same hood. There's like maybe like 6 people who really have a big problem with it.
Yeah.
There's whisperings among the others. But now, see, the coach, he's separated from his wife or something. I don't think he even likes her. He doesn't care if he has to go home. He just wants to, you know, this is his only life.
Okay, got it.
Here's the greatest part. One of our parents, we kind of put him up to it. We said, can you call him? And, you know, he just has a nice way with words. So he calls him and he tells him, you know, this is how we're feeling and whatever. And the guy says, the coach, he goes, look, if you guys want to win, that's what I'm hired to do. Oh. So he thinks he's like, you know, a national team or something.
Yeah, sure. He takes it very seriously. Some coaches don't. You know, there's something to be said about him actually doing that. On the other hand, have you talked to your son about how badly he even wants to do this? Like, is he really into it?
They don't really, but you're trying to teach them to make a commitment to what they chose to do and you finish out the season. And then if he doesn't want to play anymore, I don't care. But it teaches them camaraderie and how to follow the rules and, you know, be a better person and show up and have a commitment to something. So no, he's not like crazy in love with it. He's not going to do this, you know, as he gets older,
right.
I'm sure. He kind of kicks his feet and is daydreaming a little on the field.
He's still making dandelions.
He's not into it.
I mean, listen, that's all fine and well, everything that you've just mentioned, but I don't think the coach really is focused on any of that. He's focused on getting a World Cup. Really.
Oh, you have no idea. Listen to this. So last year, this coach made the kids do a 9 a.m. film review on a Saturday morning at his house, where he just played videos.
What do you mean a film review?
He played videos of old games and made the kids watch their mistakes. He pointed out their mistakes. Give me a break.
They're nine years old.
Well, at that point, they were probably eight.
seven and a half to nine.
Your kid's
so
like,
that's what we're dealing with.
Your kid's like, will there be popcorn served?
I'm very interested to hear how many other parents are feeling the way our friend Brooke here is feeling. 585-252-9800.
Thanks so much for letting me call in. I'm so frustrated. It's not varsity or D1. You know, these kids are little babies. I just think this coach sucks. It's so frustrating. I hope some people call in because I told my husband I might pull him from the team, but I know I wouldn't be teaching him, you know, a good lesson.
No, and then you'd have to teach yourself about commitment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So that's the lesson here. This is a lot. 4 to 5 practices each week. Some of those practices being at 7:30 on a Saturday night. So yeah, your weekend is kind of shot. All right. We'll get to some messages coming in because it sounds like you might not be the only one, Brooke, that is feeling this way. But thank you for calling in.
Much.
No, thank you for your calling up. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Good luck with the championship.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, Kim just texted in and said, I wouldn't mind actually having a coach like this who cares, because most of these coaches don't have a clue as to what they're doing. Mm. One game over the summer, my son's coach in Brockport never even showed up to the game.
So, right.
Right. That will happen sometimes.
These things happen.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, good morning. So, do you agree with Brooke or disagree?
I actually have a different perspective.
Okay.
There are so many programs in the area for kids to play. If you are not happy with what sports team your kid is on, soccer, there's so many other soccer teams that your kid could be part of. And I'm sure this coach is volunteer. They probably don't even get paid.
No, most of these coaches don't get paid. I mean, this guy sounds like just one of those coaches that's all in. Honestly, if I had to guess, they were probably talking about my dad. This is my father to a T, and I had to deal with it my whole entire childhood growing up. But he's, you know,
the watching the film at age 6 is crazy.
Yeah, there's something to
be. That is a little crazy. I think that is next level. However, if you don't want to play for a travel soccer team, there's tons of house leagues where you could go practice once a week, twice a week, and play games on the weekends.
Well, I know, but that's the thing. I don't think this is travel soccer. I think this is a house league.
Oh, okay.
That makes it worse.
Very much so.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not that deep. And also, you know, if there's not, like, money attached to it, like, obviously travel soccer teams are way more expensive than house leagues.
You shouldn't be treated
like your kid's getting prepped for a D1 school.
Yeah, but listen, I think a lot of parents know, too. When you sign your kid up, especially for travel, it is a commitment. You know what you're paying for. You know that you're going to have to put the time in. Your kid's going to have to commit. There's going to be practices, and there's going to be weekends where all summer long, you're traveling. You're not home. The weekends are shot. So you know what you're signing up for. Thanks for the call.
Also,
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Can I have one more point?
Yeah, please.
Also, there's so many kids that want to play sports that if parents don't step up, they're probably kids probably not even going to be on a team. So all these moms that are talking about the coach, they can always coach. I'm sure that the league would be willing to have them volunteer.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
All right, have a great day, guys.
You too. Let's get to some tech, shall we? Hey, guys, I'm a coach and a board member for Freedom Rec Cheer. Whoop, whoop. Practice is voted on by our 6 board members. 6 months before, excuse me, the season starts. We practice 4 days a week in August and July. And then in September, our practice drops down to 2 days a week. We, the board members and coaches, are all parents. And we want the athletes to be prepared for competition while also not burning them out. This person says, oh my gosh. We review film, started in the second grade. This is what made him as good as he is today. He's in eighth grade now and plays for a top regional team. Yes, he tried out for that. Okay.
There are some kids that are going to be down to do this because their heart's into it. And some could care less. They don't, you know, you got to be up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning to go to coach's house.
Yeah.
To watch film.
This person says,
what?
What? I can't. This is my dad. One time, my friend spent the night and my dad made us watch softball drills. He still talks about it to this day, 15 years later.
Yeah. There are some coaches that are really into it. And you know what? There's a lot of parents that appreciate that because there's so many coaches that are coaching kids today that suck.
I just genuinely cannot. I cannot with the parents or coaches who didn't hit it big when they were in sports. So now they're trying to push their kids or their team to go where they wanted to be. It's like, this is your dream, not theirs.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Three of my four children were in sports before COVID hit. Every night of the week was practice and/or games. Weekends, always games. When COVID hit, the sports stopped, and it was amazing. Practices this late at night on a weekend only makes sense if these kids are older and it's more competitive. And then Shannon says the whole family does not need to attend practice at all. At a certain age, usually six or seven, you should just drop them off at their activity and come back in an hour.
That's another thing. Parents that stay for practice, you give me the ick.
I never understood
that. Like,
well, you know, they're involved parents. What are you going to do?
But like, I don't know. We've talked about this in the past. It's just like, give your kid a moment to be themselves and do their activities and blossom their personality without you breathing down their neck.
Yeah, we always had that one parent on the team.
Go run an errand.
There's always that one parent that's going to show up the lawn chair, and they're there from start to finish. And that's just how it is.
Go to TJ Maxx. Like, what are you doing? Anyways.
Thanks for the messages on this one, you guys. Brooke, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY. 98 PXY.